Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fire It Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today on Fire It Up with CJ, I have Bronchini Michaels, who is an America Place mystic and an internationally recognized speaker in behavioral change. Welcome, Bronchini.
Thank you, CJ.
So today is a show about guilt and shame. And I know this may be like, didn't they talk about that last month? And we did talk about guilt and shame, but it was so full of information that we decided to talk about it again, because in the previous one we talked about how not to guilt and shame others. This one we're going to talk about how to inoculate yourself from guilt. So, Bronchini, I wanted to talk to you. Let's do a real quick definition of guilt and shame, too. How would you describe what those things are?
Well, generally speaking, both of them relate to not meeting expectations. Generally speaking, the way I've learned it, shame is something that normally comes from an external source. Someone tries to shame you and say, you should meet my expectation. And if you don't, you should feel ashamed. Mm-hmm. Guilt often occurs whenever you accept the person's expectation. You agree that it's an expectation you should meet. And then you not only feel shame, but you feel guilt because you agree mm-hmm. that it is an expectation that you ought to have been able to meet, and you should feel bad and hideous and horrible about yourself.
Oh my God. Bronchini's looking at me, and if you could see her, I'm already feeling guilty and shameful when she's just describing this with her facial cues.
Quick, we have to get out the inoculation
vaccine.
Oh
my God, inoculate me. Okay, so are certain people more predisposed to guilt, or certain personality types, certain types of people more predisposed to feel guilt and shame?
I think people who are more apt to search for people's approval are more likely to be susceptible to guilt and shame for not getting other people's approval or acceptance. Mm. Whereas people who have personalities more like yours, for example, which is more the boss kind of personality, the person who is really sure about what they believe, they're less prone to take on other people's expectations. They'll simply speak up and say, you're wrong. Your expectation is incorrect, so get off my case. So it depends on your personality type. I do believe there are some types more naturally susceptible to accepting guilt and shame, whereas someone with your personality would just reject it.
Yeah, with shame. Probably not with guilt. I live and breathe in guilt. So that's actually something that,
yes, that's
with
true.
My personality type, that's one of the things I suffer with the most.
Okay.
And I think also just a lot of the religions out there, I mean, certain religions are just all focused on guilt and shame, right? Mm-hmm. Making you feel less than.
Well, guilt and shame are one or two, I should say, two of the tools, and it's hard to separate them, but it's two of the tools that we generally use to socialize our children.
Yeah.
In oftentimes developing a conscience, that is teaching your children how to know the difference between right and wrong, will be instigated or implanted in the child through the use of guilt and shame as a way to get them to say this is right and this is wrong.
Right.
I'm not saying that's bad. I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying people do it.
Yeah. And let's
and that's often where it comes from.
And I thought it would be helpful to, not that I want, I actually think I should say guilty and shame statements to you so you can see how they feel.
Oh, I have plenty of experience.
Okay. So I'm going to actually, because I can't take Bronchini looking at me that way with guilt, shame. So here's some ones. And I think actually as parents and or other, I've seen this on the playground. I've done these things myself. So it's, I'm disappointed in you. I expect better of you. Right?
Devastating to a child.
Yes.
A parent says that.
Yeah. Or when you did that, that really embarrassed mommy or daddy. Mm-hmm. You know, that's another one. Or you really should not have done that to X, you know, little Johnny. You need to go back and apologize to little Johnny.
You see on most of these, you can see on most of these how the intention is to get the child to behave in the way that you feel is socially acceptable.
Right.
All right. And that's the intention, but that's not usually the outcome.
Right.
You might actually get the kid to behave in the way you want, but you're also instilling a huge layer of guilt and shame, which may end them in a therapist chair sooner or later in their life.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I mean, so why is it not so from less from the person delivering and more from the person receiving? Why is it so? Why would they be in therapy later on? What does it do to their psyche?
Guilt and shame are probably two of the most crippling emotions that we can feel because they are rooted in a deep belief that you are inadequate and inept in some way and mm-hmm. can't live up. You don't live up to the expectation. So you can get very ingrained that whatever you do, you're not going to do it well.
Right.
And then you feel guilty about that. You feel bad about that. You feel ashamed. Shame is just a hideously insidious emotion, which all of us feel. And many times we don't even know we're feeling it.
Yeah. Here's the thing that's kind of interesting about that, though. I would say my guilt and shame has driven me to prove my parents wrong or, you know, it's actually made me more driven and passionate mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. work harder to be better, that kind of thing. So, I don't know if that has some benefit to it as well.
Well, it has benefit in that it got you to get to a place, but there are other ways to get to the same place. without having beaten yourself up and driven yourself so you're black and blue by the time you get there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're fine motivators. It's just that there are others that are more loving and kind to your system as a whole.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
you're not feeling, because you may be a great success and you may still feel like you have very low self-esteem and you're inept and incompetent because the core shame and guilt may not be touched by your having used it as a motivator to get you to the place where you've proven to your parents you're successful.
Right.
You still have to prove it to yourself if you're still carrying the guilt
right.
and shame.
And I think actually that's a torturous thing,
yes.
right? We still carry it and we still feel like I need to do a better job. I need to, and that kind of thing kind of actually it runs its course where maybe at one point it actually makes you more successful at work. And at one point it actually makes you less successful as a human being because you just feel
as
unhappy.
As a human being, yes. If we're talking about inner happiness, which
yeah.
is what I like to talk about, because outer happiness pales if you don't have inner happiness.
Yeah.
And so generally speaking, when I have people come to see me and call me for support, they are successful people. They're people who have proven their success. They've proven their adequacies. And yet when they come in my office and sit in my chair or talk to me on the privacy of a phone call, what they're really are sharing with me is I still feel so inadequate. I'm not good enough. I will never be good enough.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel ashamed of myself, especially because I have so much.
Right.
And I am so successful. Why do I still feel so bad about who I am?
It's a paradox, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So how, you know, one of the things that when we were talking about and preparing for the show that I thought was so interesting is that you're talking about oftentimes parents, they don't know how to deal with their own guilt and shame, and then that actually understanding that relationship themselves is actually really important. Can you touch upon that too?
Well, for example, if your child does something and you say what you said earlier, you embarrassed me by that behavior, what you're actually doing there is trying to deal with your own shame that you feel because you've raised a child who did something that doesn't meet the other person's or society's or your expectations.
Right.
So what happens in that moment is if you're unaware that that statement is not really coming out of the place where you want to help your child learn how to behave better
mm-hmm.
and have, you know, learn what to do to keep the social wheels oiled, mm-hmm. all right?
Yeah.
And what it's coming out of is your need to cover up your shame and to not have people see
right.
that you're basically a bad parent and you showed them I'm a bad parent because you didn't behave properly.
Right.
So it's really not about the child. So if you have your own shame and guilt you've not dealt with as a parent, that's
right.
what we're talking about, or in a relationship,
right.
you will tend to lay a trip upon someone else. So you don't actually deal with your own, but that's what's driving it.
It's like, I can't deal with my own, therefore I'm just going to thrust it upon
yeah,
you.
Let me try and control you so you don't embarrass and shame me.
Isn't that fascinating?
It's fascinating.
Yeah, so as a parent, if you feel like at all that you're doing that, what happens once you change your relationship to guilt and shame?
then you can work with your child in a different way. Now, I'm not a child psychologist,
right?
But I do know that it's better to sit down and say, hey, you know, when you did that, that's just not the kind of thing that we do, you know, in
right.
the world. People don't do that because
right.
it makes other people uncomfortable. Now, your child has to be a certain age to get that
right.
intellectually.
Right.
So, again, you might just say, that's not a good behavior. I
right.
need you to do it differently. Which is different than saying you embarrass me or you make me, I'm ashamed of you.
Right.
Just say, we don't do that. We're going to do it this way.
Right.
But just a clean statement. You are the parent. You're teaching the child the way the world works.
Yeah.
We really believe we need to use guilt and shame to get our kids to do what we want them to do.
Yeah, and we don't. And that's a lot of what the last episode was about.
Right.
So a quick summary. So we just talked about guilt and shame. What is it? And I thought I really liked your distinction of, you know, shame is when other people are trying to make us feel bad about ourselves and our behavior. Guilt is when we accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I thought that was a perfect and that it's so damaging because I think what it does is that it sets up this in your psyche that in yourself, you feel like I'm inadequate in some way,
mm-hmm.
and I'm bad, I'm inadequate, and I can't meet up to my parents' expectations or expectations of society around me, which is kind of a crushing thing.
It's a very crushing thing to carry because we all want to be an acceptable asset to our society.
Yeah.
We want to be accepted into the fold. We don't want to be thrust out of the circle.
Right. Yeah.
You know, ever in grade school, did your kids all get in a circle and you get left out? You know, and you had to go in and you had to push in. You know, you had to break somebody's hands apart to be a part of the circle when
yeah.
you were a kid.
Yeah.
And that was so hard.
Yeah.
At first, you felt like ashamed and embarrassed that
yeah.
they didn't bring you into the circle.
Right. Oh, no, I just bashed through Rocky. That's the difference. All right, Raggedy Michael's an internationally recognized expert and a marketplace mystic on Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Up next, how can you handle when someone is trying to guilt or shame you? You want to know more about Raggedy or listen to other shows like this? Check it out at www.fireitupwithcj.com or factcj.com. We'll be right back.